does not distinguish between an additional intestine that is in the form of Kama Chayitzin Adar or an additional intestine or two separate sets of intestines. That is no different. But the Rabbon is only material when the additional intestine comes out, not doesn't emanate from the keper, but it emanates from the intestines themselves. So then it's not considered, then we don't apply the halacha of Kovya Sakana Kula. I mean, that's the shach she thinks about. Kira Chetzba, so what does the shach say? Well, Adiyei say, V'chein Yivuya Vichiris Orosh, in other words, explicitly, not like Dorot HaShulchon. Dorot HaShulchon resolves the apparent steering by saying that the Mechaber and the Rosh are only matir when the extra coil is very, very small, is of a minimum size, Kira Chetzba. But if it's more than Kira Chetzba, so then it is straightforward. But the Shach says no, Kira Chetzba wa adin yeser, v'chein nivuya b'shemes Rosh. So I mean, how could the Rosh HaShulchan say that it's dafke? That is dafke, unless the Rosh HaShulchan say the Rosh himself in Haname. So, Radinesia, but Mechaber, see, the Mechaber says Kira Chetzba, he doesn't say Radinesia, so Mechaber does not agree completely with the Rosh. But that's strange. Alright, now. I have to spend extra time on this image to go over every shachet. Now. Kevo shenikvo treif v'imachirev shel ha-yeser seisem ha-nekev ishev avo shel ha-keshes eini seif. Now this is the Gemara daf mem tes on the day when the Gemara says, now the halacha is the Gemara daf mem tes on the day at the beginning he says Omar Rav Chirif Toya Seisim, Tomei Lini Seisim. Why? It doesn't depend. That's just a statistical fact, a coincidental fact. In other words, the fact is that the Chirif Toya is Hoduk to the Ori. Whereas Chirif Tomei is not Hoduk to the Ori. Is not Hoduk to the Ori. So the Melee, since it's Hoduk, so maybe it can cure it again. If it's not Hoduk, it cannot cure it again. Then there is another Gemara. The Gemara says that in test on the base, the sixth line from the end of the Omer. Omer Rav Nachman, Chirev Osu Kikei Vayeses, Heiche Amrel, Heiche, where is it? Amrel Chite di Kakashe, the Amrel Trapshe Dui. In other words, the chirev also that is the form of the helmet, even though it's chirev toeir, so according to the general rule, it should be sensei. But the reason as to why, generally, a chirev toeir is sensei, because it's very unique. But these two chirevs, even though the chirev toeir are in the form of the helmet, if they are in the form of the helmet, kikeiva, some male, they cannot be so unique. If it cannot be so unique, so it cannot cure naked. It's not a good black, it's not a good blue, a good covering. So what chiluf is also the keva? So there are two. Either the chiluf kakashu, the lining of the rectum, the chiluf, the fat, and the rectum, and the amyl or trapsulibe, or the epicardium. The epicardium. Omar Rebbe, Shmanus Nid, Rab Nachman Tarak, Chimtze Ubar Chimtze, Chatzosin Vechad Moisosin, Vuyahadye, Vuyade, Vuyadane Himmar, Rabuni Bachimene, Rabuni Rachman, Omar, Bachimtze Sosin, Chimtze Moisosin, Omar Aftabius, Simon Orach, and Simon, to remember, Yoke Kirecha, Ben Kirecha, Hei Chimtze, Vehei Bachimtze, because the Keves, and the cable, is in the form of the caches of the bone. Of the bone. So you have the greater curvature, you have you have defective part.
Yes.
Defective part that is on the greater curvature of the cable, and you have defective part that is on the lesser curvature of the cable. So the defective part that is on the greater curvature of the cable is concrete, and the fatty part that is the chile that is on the lesser curvature of the cable is called bachit. So Gemara says chitze sos, bachitze sos, chitze loisos. The fatty part that is in the lesser curvature, so that is a good, that he says in the neck. And the fatty part that is on the greater curvature is not sensing in the neck. Tosh, Yomar Rav Nachman, Inu Meichel Achle, Udidon, Mr. Namely Sosa. Now, that has to do with another Gemara. Sorry, the other Gemara, Nachman Tez, the Machlek is between Rav Yishmoyl and Rav Akiva. Esachir Vashra Kerem. Parachatos Yom Menu, as a hill of Amchase, our carrot, they score a hill of Ashraka. Quite a shaka. Now, so the hill had to be Nikter and Mizbeach, had to be Nikter, and that which had to be Nikter and Mizbeach came within the Israel. There is a relationship between the fact that it's Nikra from Mizbeach and the Yisachir. So the Torah says, Esachir v'amechase al hakeret, v'eskol achir v'asher hakeret. So Rabbi Shmuel, Amen, the fourth line, the Pentecost of the days, Machir v'amechase hakeret, krum v'nikla, afkol krum v'nikla. In other words, what kind of chilet comes with the Yisra of Chilet, and there is a Chilet Kores. So in other words, it has to be analogous. It has to have the characteristics of the Chilet Amchase Sakeret. Chilet Amchase Sakeret, Chilet Amchase Sakeret. So it's called Omentum, I think. Omentum. So that covers the Keres, the woman. So Ma Chilet Hamchas is a keret, krum v'niklat, it has a membrane, and then it is a ritual of afkol krum v'niklat. Any chilet that covers a certain organ, internal organ of the body, and it has a membrane which is easily peeled off, so then it comes within the Yisra of chilet. Now, the detrimental, I mean, this chibur that covers, that is on top of the keres of the woman, so it has a membrane, and the chibur is easily peeled off. So maybe it comes, so any chibur that has this characteristic, these characteristics of having a membrane, and easily, which is readily, and the chibur is readily capable of being peeled off, so come to the Nisa. How does Rashi explain it? Chum v'nikla v'chum daki shalom, v'nikla v'chum al ha'chilo, she'in oduk be'kol kach. If it has a membrane, and the membrane is easily removable, so then it comes with the Nisa of him. Av'kol chum v'nikla, v'ayin ha'chilo v'shal gabi ha'kibo, v'kol shmi ha'chilo v'shal gabi ha'daki. In other words, the chilet that is on top of the ebonesim, of the cable, he also has a membrane, and which can readily be peeled off. So maybe it comes, the kolshki Chilev Shal Gavadaki. Chilev Shal Gavadaki means the Chilev that is on top of the duodenum. Now, this is a Mishmah. Chavakiya Imeya. Ma Chilev Amcha says, a Kerev Tetzi, Chum Dinikra, a Kol Tetzi, Chum Dinikra. In other words, so, Ma Chilev, he dashes. Chilev Amcha says, a Kerev. So it has to be Dumye, the Chilev, the Omen. Dumye, it has to be analogous to the tent that covers the keres, the woman. So the chilev that covers the clients, that covers the woman, the keres, so it stays safe. In other words, it's a living layer in the form of a garment, a living layer. So it's in the form of a living layer, takes it. And it is completely declared. Now, the mitzias of the chilev, take a piece of paper just to represent. Remember, I'm the cat. So, let's say, if this is a cat, and then this is a fatty portion on top of the cat, and then there is a membrane, and then there is another fatty portion, and then there is another membrane on top of this. So actually, this is how we have the machlokes between Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yehiyah. Chilev shetachas hakriso. What is chilev shetachas hakriso? So there is the bottom fatty portion that his mother is lying on the carcass. That's the chilev shetachas hakriso. And then there is a membrane, and then there is another fatty portion that is the chilev that is called the chilev hakriso. And then the upper fatty portion also has a membrane. So chilev, when the Torah says, it's a chilev amachase al hakeres. So that is reference to the upper fatty portion. When the Torah says chilev amachase al hakeres, the Torah is reference to the upper fatty portion, as whether the lower fatty portion also comes within the Isser of Chilev, and there is a Chilev Kores or not, or it's Mutar b'Chilev, he's following the Machlokes between Rabbi Ephraim and Rabbi Yehiel. Rabbi Yehiel, according to Rabbi Yehiel, so only the upper fatty portion is Osser, but the lower fatty portion that Mamish lies and the Keres is Mutar b'Chilev. And that's why in Rhineland it's for Chilev's open. So he passed a contra of Nephraim. If somebody eats the lower fatty portion that lies on the keres, it's high chorus. And the contra of Yehiel, it's mutter. There is no Yisraelites, no Yisraelites, nothing in the series. And the contra. But the upper fatty portion certainly comes within Yisrael. Why? Because this, the upper fatty portion, is what the Torah calls a sachile vam chase ala keres. That's the chilev, the upper fatty portion is the chilev of chase al hakeres. Now, according to Rabbi Ephraim, when Rabbi Akiva says, "Ma chilev am chase al hakeres, teisei klum v'nikla." So Rabbi Ephraim explains as follows: in other words, three things. Teisei, that's the upper fatty portion. That is teisei, it lies like an even layer, like a dress. It lies like a symbol. It's an even layer. So that's Stacy. And then there is a crumb. There is a crumb beneath the upper fatty portion. And then the nikra. And then there is the lower fatty portion. So three things are mentioned. Of course, this is Rabbi Ephraim Pshat. Afko teisei kum v'nikla. takes his reference to that perfect portion, and then there is home, and then there is income, and you can peel off, you can take off the lower perfect portion also. So what comes within the initial of Chayev only if it has these three elements, it has the tasting, the upper petty portion, then cool, and then the lower petty portion. So, and the ordinary, not a loading test, according to Rabbi Akiva, not the petty, the cat that covers all the coins comes with the Yisra of Chayev. But only at the beginning, where you have to do a dinner. The dinner also has these three elements. It has a casing, an upper fatty portion, and then it has a comb, and it has a lower fatty portion. Right. This is the pshat of Rabbi Ephraim. Mashiachin Rabbi Yehiel, so the lower fatty portion, it doesn't even come within the Yisra'el, it's mutar l'gamrei. And the krum between the lower fatty portion and the upper fatty portion is only also merabonon according to Rabbi Yehiel. But in the Raisa it's not also, only up to the menuhin, you see. But the krum between the upper fatty portion and the lower fatty portion is not even also bachino. So according to Rabbi Yehiel, So the lower fatty portion and the keres itself is nothing worse. But here, now let's see how Rashi explains this gemara. Kavakilei meir machir v'mchasas hakeres teisiv krum v'nikon. In other words, just as the chilev v'mchasas hakeres, that is the upper fatty portion on top of the keres. So that's the mission there. That's the upper membrane. It has an even layer. The membrane is an even layer. In other words, you can remove it completely. As if a dress or a sheet had been lying on the upper fatty portion. All we have to do is just to remove it. In other words, that's an even layer. And it's krum v'nikre. Now, krum v'nikre has reference when Rabbi Shmuel says Machir Lamchas Hakeref Krum V'Nikre, so the krum is descriptive of the upper membrane, the membrane that is on top of the upper fatty portion. When Rabbi Akiva mentions Krum V'Nikre, he has reference to the lower membrane, the membrane that intervenes between the upper fatty portion and the lower fatty portion. So he says Machir Lamchas Hakeref Tasing. In other words, that the upper membrane is in the form of a living layer, that not in the form of lumps. Now, and combinically, and the membrane beneath the upper fatty portion is liquid, of course, tasing combinically. So, what am I now there? What is Havakim now there? The fatty portion that is on top of, that covers the duodenum. So there too, the fatty portion that covers the duodenum, part of the intestines, so has a little layer, and it has a cool beneath it. Mashiachi, the fatty portion that covers the cable, the abomasum, so has a membrane, also has a membrane. But that membrane is so impregnated into the chilev itself that you cannot remove a new layer, the whole membrane as a unit. You'll have to take off pieces. It's so mechuber, impregnated into the chilev, that if you want to remove the membrane of the chilev that covers the cable, so then you'll have to take off pieces, separate pieces, because it's mechuba. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, so one of the characteristics of chilev tomei is the fact that it's not really mechuba to the chilev. That the membrane that is on top of the chilev is not really mechuba to the chilev, but it's in the form of a living layer that could be taken off as a human, like a dress. Suppose he had a sheet covering someone. Then you just have got a sheet here too. So the membrane that is on top of the chile malakeres, so it's the form of a new layer of a symbol that could be taken off, could be stripped off as a human. Mashainke, the membrane that is on the chile that covers the cable, could not be removed as a unit, as one piece, but in the form of one piece, yes, they can. One piece here, because it's very mechubah to the chayim. So in other words, according to the Shmuel's Moshe, what are the simonim of chayim tameh? The simonim of chayim tameh are communicable. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the simonim of chayim tameh is that it has to be taken. That it has a new layer. But if it's not a new layer, it's mechubah in the form of lumps. So then, now look what Rashi says. Take say this in Rosen, it's a mean and it's too slow. Kisino, the promise of a carrot, the thing of a dark in the ratio, that's the new dinner. I will feel a king or any taste. I will think as quick as you are. It's lumps. Word. We shall a dark in the ratio of all the hand that comes to Kisha Mizme, Nisha you are taste a word of that. So at the beginning of the intestines where they have the word dinner portion, there, it's not in the form of lumps. There we have the new layer. But further in the intestines, it's again in the form of lumps. So the male, they do not count within the Isa of Chayim. Alright. Now we walk. Now we walk at that. Lemtes, Amitres, the last part. Tosh. So the Gemara says, Chim Tsesos. In other words, the fatty portion that is on the cable, and the greater curvature, so Bachitz and the lesser curvature is also that cures in the cable. But Chitz, the fatty portion on the cable, in the greater curvature, is low source. Toshka, Yom Rav Nachman, Inu Meich Lachle, Uvidon Mister, Namu Resosim, Beat Me Up. In other words, there was a machlokes between Bnei Bomer and Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Bomer were accustomed, Bnei Eretz Yisrael were accustomed to eat the chayim of Shaul Tavakim. They were accustomed to eat. And the Bnei Bomer refrained from eating the chayim, the fatty portion that is al Tavakim. So the question is, how can we say? That chitzalui sosim, that the chayim of al gabakim was the greater curvature of the king, because the king is in the form of a bow, is in the shape of a bow. So on the greater curvature. So we say loy sosim. Now what's the cause? What is sosim in a king, and what is not sosim in a king? If it's chayim of tomei, it's not sosim. But if it's chilif toyeh, it is sensitive. So how can we say that chitzalui sosim, that the chile that is on the greater curvature of the cable, so is loy sosim, that means that we consider it as chilif toyeh. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael who are accustomed to eat it lechat chile. Alright, the Bovel refrained. So they were machmir, they refrained. But if the Bnei Eretz Yisrael were made heter to eat lechatchila without any scruples, so even according to the Bnei Eretz, which should not be considered as coming with the reason that I say is a chorus of chile, the fact that Bnei Eretz Yisrael were made heter lechatchila to eat it indicates that it doesn't come within the regular Israel. It doesn't come within the regular Israel. So even from the point of view of the Bnei Bomer, it should not come within the regular Israel of Chayim. So it should be considered as Chayim Toya, and Chayim Toya should be sensing. So why does Rav Nachman say that Chitz a loy sosim? Bitmiyah, if you don't do Bobo Meir, you will be Achim Lochem. You must be killing the Chayim Toya, you will be a sensing. Schmanno, der heilige Friede, wenn die erzeugten Bomber und Kornel auf Nachmen Barchim sind, weil die einzelne Chäle, die Mokke war Jesse, in der Wesserkörnitsche, die Akiva Asilo Kikeshes, und die Bachut Kornel, Kornel der Kaschke, die Greta Körnitsche ist Kornel der Kaschke, und die Fnie in Jugo, ist der Bow String, so, that's called Eiser, Jesera Sakeshes, that's the Wesserkörnitsche, und die Eiser, the Eiser, so the Gemara has here two issues. The Akashke Kulaon with the Gidos, in other words, there is no machlekes between the Bobo and the Yad Yisrael in regard to the Chayr that is on the Keshis itself, on the Peter curvature of the Kibor. So even the Bnei Yad Yisrael are made that it's also a Chayr. When the Bnei Yad Yisrael are only made Hetea in the fatted portion that is on the lesser curvature, and the Yisera's Keshis, not on the Keshis itself, on the Keshis itself, keep with the guy's side. So in other words, the Akash, the Kula Omeruki. So Rashi says, we may be the one of the Maravosa. The Afiru of Abachim and Omeri Utensi, the Kumbi Nikoe, is also awesome. So Abachim requires, so one of the characteristics of the Simon of Chedef Tomi is that it should have a new layer. Not that the membrane consists of separate lumps, not a new layer. So the caches itself, the high number it takes it on. She in the chuber of the emtza caches, she came in Bishmi. So in other words, in the greater curvature itself, so the major portion of the fatty, I mean the bulk, the bulk of the fatty portion and the greater curvature has a new layer. But in the middle of the fatty portion of the greater curvature is the form of lumps. But the bulk of the fatty portion that is on the greater curvature and the caches, so is has a new layer. Only in the center of the fatty portion and the greater curvature is in the form of lumps. So anyway, the first question says, in view of the fact that most of the fat of the chile and the greater curvature has a new layer, only a small portion in the center, only a small piece, a small part of the chile and the greater curvature does not have a new layer. So in many ways it's considered as chiletomi. As chiletomi. Even the piece in the center is considered as chiletomi. So in many ways it's not tzitzit. That's why Rav Nachman says that chitzoloisosom. And when is there a machloket between the bovel and the layer of the soil, the layer of the soil are made heter in the chile and the caches and the cable, and they bobel and they visa, that's in respect to the fact the chile that is on the lesser curvature, on the lesser curvature, that the barfit, so the kashke and the greater curvature of Laomaki, the bailing of the Yarbarodosa, the few other kingdom of the Utisikomikaposa, the anomaly taste of Domin, Shein the Chugarite, most of the Echile and the greater curvature has a new layer. Just a small piece in the center does not have a new layer, has lumps. Shein the Chugarite and Zakesh Chicken Pish, keep the game, dice away. The Chile and the lesser curvature. Bnei Bobel Sabelo, Kirabi Shmoel, the Omar Kokrum, the Niklav Chile Tomu, Vainane, even the Chile and the lesser curvature has a membrane and the Chile as a whole can readily be peeled off from the king. Ubnei Maro, the Kirabi Akiva. The boy takes it from the Mikra, the high life takes it. Ikedamre, the Iser, the Kuam, the Pridibishop, Dan sei glaube ich dir schon. Überall hat die Schmöl wie mir der Zmuta. Why? Because the Chayla that is under the curvature cannot be removed with ease. You, in other words, you have to exert a little bit of an effort. That's how some Rishonim explain it. So the Mele, even Rabbi Shmuel, who doesn't mention the prerequisite of tasting, so it's still mutter, because Rabbi Shmuel mentions it with you. What is the sign of Chayla Tamei? That if the Chayla is readily capable of being given, but on the chilek, on the lesser curvature, cannot be peeled off with ease. You have to exert a little bit of an effort. So melee in the counter of Shmuel, it's not chilek done. So there's the second motion. If you can't have the dice around to the show, keep reading that cash. Alright, you're the Omar Adavi, Omar Adavi, we come to you. You're the Omar Adiana, you should be the Omar Adavi, we come to you. Now, most of the Shemi Paschal are in the first wash. And you should know also Paschal on the first wash. Now, Kevo Shemok Vatrei, Vimachilev Shalayeser, Seisim Anekev, Kshenyo, Kshenyo, Avo Shalakeshes, Eri Seisim. Why? Because only Chilef Toya is Hoduk and we say it, but Chilef Tome is not Zedin and we pass on the first motion. So that means that the Chilef on Gabakesh is swallowed with the game. That it's also a Chilef Tome. If Rabakime, then we pass like Rabakime, because it's also Zedin. It has a little layer only in the center of the Keshes. So it's in the form of lumps. It doesn't have the head, does not have any way. Now, keres apil shenika kol sheutrei veizeu keres apilini. So what does the Gemara say? So there is a machlokes in the Gemara. Daf nun amud bet. Daf nun amud bet. Because halacha. There is a basic distinction between the keres apnim and keres haketzim. Keres apnim is a naked mashu. Keres haketzim is only when it's nikra reivachitzim. But just the naked, the small naked, mashu is not mashu. So you have to know what is keres apnim, what is keres haketzim. So Roman Doma says, Amre marot, mishnei rabyesi, brabhamim. Kol akeres kulei zu in keres apnimis v'izeu keres achitze bosar achit v'esrei v'keres. Now, bosar achit v'esrei v'keres has a name that's called the peritoneum. That's mamesh bosar achit v'esrei v'keres. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rav Chanina, so the whole woman is called keres apnimis, and the naked in any part of the woman Bimashi will be matri with the baby. But what is called keres achitze? Not in the keres. This is the peritoneum. The peritoneum. You know, there is a certain disease, peritonitis. In other words, an inflammation of the peritoneum. It's a very serious disease. So, this is according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rav Chanina. So, in other words, so the whole woman, the woman as such, is called keres achitze. And what is keres achitze? Another woman, the peritoneum. But then there is another mandoma who says that the keres apnimi, Rabbi Baravuni, Omar Mifrate, my Mifrate, Omar Rabbi Yehichen, the paret aboch, tapcha, that becomes exposed when the butcher tears the belly open. So then, in other words, so what becomes exposed? The interior half of the woman, the interior is contrasted with the posterior half of the woman. So in other words, according to Rabbi Baravune, the keres apnimi consists of the interior half of the woman. And then the posterior half of the woman, that's the keres apnimi. So if there is in a kehin the interior head of the woman, we marshal it straight. If there is in a kehin the posterior head of the woman, so then it's not right there, unless it's nikra udor. Now, so how do we pass it? So most rishayim pass it like a visitor of Hanukkah. That kol akeres kulo is in keres akitzeis, and the keres akitzeis is the peritoneum. There are some rishayim who pass it like Rabbi Barabba, that the keres akini is the interior head of the woman, and then the keres akitzeis is the posterior head of the woman. Now this is what the Torah says. Keres apnimi, shenikat kol sheutrei, v'izeu keres apnimi. So, there is a machmir of Hashem. Some Hashem, most Hashem, pasku like the Mesim of Hamine. And but some Hashem pasku like Abba Barabune. So, yei Hashem, mechim paratap. That's the Shidus of Hashem, pasku like Abba Barabune. Peirush, kol mashim yirana keres, kishatabach tereya, when he tears the belly open. Upiseach, mi'ayrechayim. Adachos, that represents the interior head of the keres. V'shamatzad mizeh u'mizeh hanosim tachat tzalais, that's the posterior head. So who keres ha'chitzei? So the b'nineser who keres mashi. So that means shamatzad mizeh u'mizeh does not become neser. But up to, if there is naked mashi in the membrane that is, that covers the interior head of the woman, so there a naked mashu is mine. Alright. The Yeshayim, the whole Akeren, the whole Akeres, who cares at me. That's most Hashem, who passed like a visible Hamine. We also make this mashu, the Chelika, the cares at Hitzeni, Avitzeno, who goes after this with Akeres. Read this the Peritoneum, Pirish Kumo, Hoegan, Alcohol, Aholo. משכי נחוץ עד ירחי והכרב שכרב פונצה נרבה בצלוי סחוזה יראו מתחס איסי אחו ולהוך הקום הרחי פרי בכרס שראים כמה יש נחום כי נגד אויסי רי בכרס וזה דין so that's the כרס הפצל Dr. Bowden is very impressed because he's not in my room in the Torah, so the man is very impressed as to why the Talmud emphasizes so much the peritoneum. I mean, say doctors didn't know about it until later, I mean, the importance of the peritoneum. And here the Talmud spells out the importance of the peritoneum. Okay, because until 50 years ago, so this didn't even have a name in medicine. Because it wasn't considered important. But that is keres ha'chitzeini. Chitzeini is a keres is the problem. Vizeh dinei. In mikra. So in other words, in ekev mashu is not matzah the name. But vizeh dinei. In mikra boi kera boi rach tefach. Oi nito bei freife. Vi nismach mei sabboso. Ache o reife gerne choshek kinita. Vi mabdei moktano. שבכל בוסר אחיף ובקרס עם בשני תפוחים מסבירו בי אבל פי שאין פיתך in other words so it can become faith in one of two ways even if it's נקרא ברוגי even though it does not have it about let's say if it's very small behemoth so then it's possible that the ברוגי does not have it about or if it's a big behemoth and if it's נקרא a tefach it was cut out, even though it doesn't represent rock of the peritoneum. So it's also faith. Nigra abos of the ego. Now, so if it is, suppose the boso of the peritoneum was cut out in a circular way, so the ego of the erach imen b'chisor in the selah kshir v'inwech b'yinsa b'chisela שיעורי, that's the Gemara said. The Gemara, that, I asked you to go over again, Gemara. That Nun, that Nun on the base, Dichama Yesam Rechisela, Omer Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, Chisela Kshero, Yesam Rechisela Treifo. Dichama Yesam Rechisela, Omer Rav Yosef. Ki Gein Dailen, Klat Kashkise, Bitzipe Bideich, Kebeloi Tzipe Bideich. In other words, if the peace from the Keres Achitzenim that was cut out, so such a hole was made on account of the cut out piece that you could put in three bait stones together with the edible portion. You know, some kind of stone you find the piece of the bait itself. Bidecha, with pressure. Or if you could with ease pull through that hole three bait stones without devoid of any edible portion. So that's what he must say. Now, Now we discuss the Machlokes Rashi and Rav Netan and the whole other Rishonim. When we enter the Gemara, Daf Nun and Beis, the three lines from the Adonai, Tom Rabbanon, Machat, Shemitzo, Duri Bisakeses, Mitzadechot Sheiro, Mishneizdom in Treifo. So, Abu Behemses, the Beis says, Abu Behemses, after the Sadechot, Shomer Yidlo Kach Beiva Leiva, so he's also afraid. Kach, Piyosha Rashid Mot Mach. So, but, Tezis is Chele, Rav Netan, the Levo, Achele Yikan Rash. So, in other words, in the Bisa cases, so then, it has two fans. It's really two members. It's a double member in the Bisa cases. So then, Mashiach came in the hem says it's not a government, it's not a fact. So Rashi Shite means that when the price says Mahajitsa will be sakinsis, Mitzadechot Kshero, Mishnizod in Treifo, so the price emphasizes that can be moved by sakinsis, where it has a government to Tvani, a government. So Mele, if the Mahatom sticks in one of the membranes and not the other, so it's not faithful. Machine king access where it doesn't have a double membrane. It has a single membrane, so even though the macha doesn't pierce through membrane there, it's still faithful. Because since it has only a single membrane, so we have to be changed. True, we don't see that the machat pierces through the liver, but maybe it did pierce through, and then it was pushed back. So, by these cases, if we see that the machat only stuck in one of the membranes, not in the other, we don't have to be changed. Maybe it pierced through the other membrane as well. Mashenke in the hand says, so it's only one membrane, it's a single membrane, it's not a double membrane. It's not a double membrane. So we have to be, even though we don't see it sticking, we still have to be chesed, maybe it pierced through, and then it was pushed back. So maybe once a neket was formed, when it pierced through, so then, even though it was healed, so chum shalom achas mako, in chum, this is Rashi. But, the other Rishayim machilik Rashi. This is what the Torah says.
Why would chum not be a mako? Why would not chum? This organ is steady in its position. Why would a chum here be eno sosem?
Because that's the aloche.
I thought that's by Veshit where it's...
By everything, except when the thing that covers it is a chilev, that is a chilev Torah, that is very mehudek, and it serves as a lining, and that organ in which there is an echo. But the general rule is that nothing is safe. Alright, so he said like this. Hence, the Mishnah is looking at ואם ניקון לחיבור ענת למה כמפורש מוזר לזה הקשר ואם הנקב ישור הדברים שניגו כיחד אם הנקב מפורש טעיבה או לא טעיבה ואם לאו קשר בין באמצע בין פרסקיס ואירה שעושה באמצע אבל הנקב מפורש ולא נהירה כי אם צווח ממחת תוך עובדי ולא לא קו מעיבה לא יודע הלבחי נעשינו בית כנסים בחוץ now suppose we found the מחת תוך עובדי Now this is the price. Now we discussed the difficulty in the price, the spirit between the nation and the same. Tom Rabon, Mahat means a movie against him, but I have shown him on the train. Needs all the cooler down, the Russian with Nashik. Why needs all the cooler down, the Shahash? And then the more nations restoring your bread. My son goes there, the Mahat means a movie against him, but I have to talk. Show us where you are sleeping. So, what was the story? So he said, good. So he said, go, post with me, Rebbe Machashim, so we sakit in Tadechot, we offer for Rebbe, we must look for a damn dog, we are married in Shomaki for a damn night. So we see from this more, that even the Machat sticks in one side, and not the other side. So, but if there is a good down, then it's right. So the question of Isaiah is, there is a spirit in the old day, the price on one hand says, can deduce from the story of Rebbe that even if it's needs of it sticking in Tzadechot, but as long as we find it for a damn droplet of blood, so then it's draping even though it's in Tzadechot. Good. So how can the Christ say Tzadechot change in the trade of Moloch? If it's needs of it for a damn, so then Tzadechot is draping. And if it's waiting to for a damn, so the Yidua Shlach HaShchine, so the Shnei Dvorim is Ksheo. So how can we visualize the thing of the Reishi, that there is a distinction between Nitzor Tzadeho and Nitzor Shlach HaMonecha. If it's Nitzor Koredam, so it's a Dachat Shlach HaMonecha. If it's Loyim to Koredam, so the Shnei Dvorim is Ksheo, because then we have to draw the conclusion that it happened by HaShchine, so the Shnei Dvorim should be. We should be Sheho. So there are two sheets. One sheet is what the Yosef says, in the Rambam, in the Dark Elisha, that if we find the Koradam, so then it's prayed for even if it's a letter. It's a right word. And if we don't find the Koradam, so then, it's Ksheiro in Mishneitra. So why does the Christ say, it's a Dechav Shirom to the paper? The answer is, suppose we find the Mach. And we don't know. So if it's Misadechot, we're not Mechuyek to be Beilei. to remain and see when there is a cooler down or there is no cooler down. But if it is the shape of me, so then we have to consider it as straight. Unless we make a form of decay and we can't find the cooler down. But as long as we don't make a form of decay and we establish that there is no cooler down, so then it has to be the first thing. That's one shape. Then the other shita that Mordechai mentions in the name of the Rav Yo, which appears to be the shita of Moses Hashemi, that it makes that we have to be made even if it's Messiah. Counter it is Shisama. We said that if we found the Machat speaking of Messiah, so we don't have to make it Zike, we can take it for granted that it's Shia. But if we do make it Zike, we find the Kura down the Messiah. So the shita of the Rabbio is that we always have to make it decay, even if the Machat is speaking only in Sadaq. But there is one difference. If it is Mishneh's Godin, so then it's Sheva only if we can't find any Kuradam. But suppose we do find the Kuradam, but not the Kuradam in Bahuts, we find the Kuradam only with me, not the Bahuts. Or suppose we find the Kuradam, if it's Mishneh Tzadik, so then it's Mitaris only if we cannot find the Kuradam in any place. But suppose we can find the Kuradam, not the Bahuts, but with me, or not Mamish opposite the point of the middle, but in the periphery. As long as we find the Kuradam and the Machat sticks Mishneh Zimbabwe and Mishneh Zimbabwe, so then it's like, Hashem King, the Machat sticks only Mitzagechot, so we still have to make it bigger. But then it's Treife, let's say Rebbe, declare the Treife even though the Machat was sticking only Mitzagechot. Why? Because Rebbe observed that the Kuradam was Mamesh, let's say, was Mamesh Mibachutz. Let's say, the Mamesh Mibachutz, here it was sticking, it didn't pierce maybe later, but Mamesh opposite the point of the needle, there was a Kuradam. That's why it was Mamesh. But suppose he would find the Kuradam in between, then Rebbe wouldn't be Mamesh. And suppose Rebbe would have found the Kuradam Mibachutz, but not opposite the point, but on the side, in the periphery, he wouldn't be mad. But in the case of the Machat sticking Mishneh Abori, then it could only be Shema if after it became, can't find a mark of Dam in Eretz, not in between, not in Bachutz, not outside the Bachutz, Mamish, opposite the point of the needle, and not in the periphery, in no place. Then it's Sheol. But if the Machat is speaking from both sides, so then we can only be Sheol if we cannot find the clear down in any way. Now let's see the Torah.
It's
let me go, but please. This is such a complicated idea, and you ask me all kinds of questions, and all that I can explain. But why should you interrupt me in the middle? So he says, so it's only from one side it's sticking. So he's discussing what case? What is Adachot? So he says, Imitso all of Kuradam. What do you mean all of? Manish opposite, all of. So we do Ashimika Kuradam Trefo. Vin Lav Ksheho. Vakiru Risha of Shaloi Mitzatchut. Vimovah Hamachat. But suppose it sticks out from both ends, midfield towards the Cholagur, and Mibachutz The hood stored the whole lagoon, and in the clean, inside the air, the cream of the air, the needle sticks out from both sides. In Mobara Mahat, Meiver Eiver, the Denut of Obey, Bakinase. So, in other words, if it sticks on both sides, so then the only way to be prepared is if it happened after Shrike. Because if it happened before Shrike and it sticks on both sides, naturally there was down, there was an edge. How could the Nahat pierce through and make it penetrating? Make it pierce through and penetrate from one end to the other, excuse me, please. So, and penetrate from one end to the other and not make an edge. But the only circumstance under which it would make an edge, I mean, a edge that would be matched with, it would still make an edge. But it wouldn't matter if it happened. If it pierced through Meiva Reiva at the Shrike, so you can make Kovin Kovin in the world, even then it would make an echo. But then it couldn't be matzah. So Meiva, he says, the Mubar HaMachat Meiva Reiva, we then talk of the Bekin, he says, he needs a Kiredam Soviv HaMachat. You see, before he said, he needs all of Kiredam. What does all of mean? All of means Mamesh Adresi. Here he doesn't say all of. He said Soviv. Even if you don't find it all of, but you find it peripherally, 2 inches away from the point of the needle, it's still fails. Unless you don't find the mark of God. So then it's a higher moment that this measure occurred after Shrike. Because if it didn't occur after Shrike, how is it that there wouldn't be a mark of God? 1 second, please, let me go over it. Please, let me go over it. I'm not going to answer any questions. It's a very complicated thing. The Rabbah Amachat Leiber Leiber, the Denu Tochovei, Bekinese, the Nimzo Kuredam Soviv Amachat, the Yedua Shekedem Ashchito Nika Apkule Yitreif, the Lav Achar Ashchite, Docha Kriyo Barukshe, the Chibri Shamachat in Denu Shom, Iroba Mechayim, Hoy Adam Svive. In other words, he's explaining, after all, why should it be kosher? It should be trained under all circumstances. If we see the needle sticking, Meiva Reiva, so what does it mean? It means that it may make it. But the only circumstance under which it would be matter if this naked was made after Shrike. And that's also possible sometimes, but that's highly unlikely. But if we have conclusive proof that it didn't happen before Shrike, so we have to come to the conclusion. So when can we have conclusive proof if we don't see any mark of blood, neither between, neither backwards, neither opposite the point of the needle, neither in periphery? How is it possible? And it wasn't washed. Suppose it was washed, so then that would be conclusive proof, because it would, then we can say, if the naked was made before Shrike, how is it we didn't, we don't see any mark of blood because it was washed off? But suppose it wasn't washed off. So he says, V'chim sh'amachat v'delishon, yuroob ha-mechayim v'yadam s'ilei, avo kish'amachat v'poneinu, osa kish'nikav kurei, apiru, apiru. But suppose the needle is not even before us, osa kish'nikav kurei, apiru ein v'kuredam, kosa horav v'peret, imokhei o yudichei, apiru ein olof kuredam, izosa, v'chayshinon, Shemo Opa al the Yuriche Oyadoche. In other words, Sarab Reperete, Imoche Yuriche, Afir Eino of Kuredan, Izose. Why? Because it's highly unlikely that the Machat should pierce through a Peshit. But if we have proof, we have proof. So when we have proof, if it wasn't Moche Yuriche, so then, why don't we see a mark of blood? But if it's more clear, okay, so then we can say there was a mark of blood. But the Melech went out, or the water washed it off. Now, I don't think that we can go over the whole thing, and it's already almost half past two. So tomorrow, we'll go over the Mechaber Ramo, and now the Mechaber Ramo will not be difficult. So, and then So simen memches, and then memches is a very small simen, and memches and nun. So you should be ready up to nun now. Keva, that's the less stomach in the behemoth. Keva ukishim me behemoth, shamacho nichnas li keres. If you see a keres, you can count also to keva. We call this a cases. This is the second stomach. Ramacho nichnas li keres, the hemses, this is the third stomach. And the hemses is keva. That's the less stomach. Ma keva li dak. So keva shenikva trei. Vi machilev shala yesea. Seisim ha-neker, sheo, avosho ha-keshe is any seisim. Because the kevo is in the form of a bow. So you have the bow itself, and you have the bow, what is called the bow string. So the bow itself, the fatty portion, the chilek, is on the greater curvature, on the side, on the bow side, so that is is also bachil. If it's also bachil, so it's not seisim, because chilek tome is not mihudek very well. But then, on the bow string, that he seira the kashi. There's the bow string, that's the lesser curvature. So that chilek is muta. There is a machleke between the nibogel and the arti soil. So whether we can eat it or we cannot eat it. So even according to the Bogal, we cannot eat it, so it's not with the Raisi, it's only with the Rabbonon. It's only with the Rabbonon. So the Mele sins with the Raisi. So even the Bogal agree that it's Mutaba Achille, because it doesn't have the synonym of Chilev Tome, in other words, of Tesei, the Krum Vinikla, that like Rabbi Akiva said. So the Mele, it's not Tesei. So he says, "V'machilev shalayeser seisim anekev sheo, avol shalakeshes eini seisim." All right. Now we look at the tasses. Principle. Shalayeser peres keva asuyo ki mikeshes. V'chilev shalom v'achutz nitcha datash. V'chilev shalivnimi v'nitcha daiser. V'leim achilev lo ki yeser shalakeshes. V'av. V'av gam v'kaimron. V'simen samadalev v'chilev shalayeser osea. Because we passed him. Like the Bovel, but that's only the Rabbonon. We kind of him of Tom and say, how many times do you say, we shall be with more shit without the soil? So I, yes, sir, El Shabney, the Bovel, no, I go to Isa of La Poches. The La Poches, the Hane, Gam, the Bovel, she matter the Sims Arabic. Abu Shakesh, Sosa Bahil, the Kula, even according to Rabbi Akiva, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, who darshins. Tasted from the mikra. But here it is tasted because the bulk of the fat, the bulk of the chilev, the bulk of the chilev has a new layer. So the male, since it has a new layer, so because of that, so it is also out with the rice. So the male, it's not hobby. So the male alcohol for him is it. Alright. Keresh and Nikah is the woman itself, the Keresh, the first one, was Nikah, Trey. The Eile Dover Oshi Yiste Meise, Shari Achilev Shaol of Osa. Shari Achilev Shaol of is Osa. Now, here, the Chilev that is Algabi Akeres, that's Achilev Shalgabi Akeres. That is mentioned in the Torah. So here we have that big machlekes between Rabbi Ephraim, and Rabbi Yeah. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, so the Chilev Shetachas Afriso, is also Bachil, and there is Mizakores, and according to Rabbi Yeah, it's with Bachil, Rabbi Yeah himself paid it. So we passed like Rabbi Ephraim, except in the kings who are Noah, Bizoki, Rhineland. So there, we are not Meicheden. So because they had the right to rely on Rabbi Yehiel, he was the Rebbe. He was the Rebbe of the Rebbe. So the Melee in the future generations. So his Zak remained binding in mind. So, but the question is this. Now, Bishleime according to Rabbi Mechayim. Now we have a cloud that Chilef Toye is sensing. Chilef Tome is not sensing. Now, here we are talking of the naked in the carrots. And how is it? I mean, I mentioned it yesterday. In other words, first, there is the lower fatty portion on top of the carrots. And then there is a membrane, there is a glue. And then on top of that, there is the upper fatty portion. And that also has a glue. So, Bishlim Nefon Trabi Nefraim, of course, the upper fatty portion, it certainly comes with the Yisya of Chilef, in his chorus. That's a Chilef Shalgabe HaKeret. But how about the lower fatty portion that is mamish lying on the keres itself? So that's called the Chilef Shetachas HaPriso. So according to Rabbi Nefraim, that also comes with the Yisya Chilef. So the male we understand very well as to why he say, because the whole chilef, there are two fatty portions, the lower fatty portion and the upper fatty portion, both are osa. So there cannot be any steaming. But according to Rabbi Yehiel, so the lower fatty portion is mutabachil, and only the upper fatty portion is osa bachile. So if the question is now what directly covers the neged? The lower fatty portion, because the upper fatty portion covers the lower fatty portion. In other words, if this is the keres, so then there is the lower fatty portion, and then there is a membrane, and then there is the upper fatty portion. Now, so the lower fatty portion is the thing that covers the lines, that covers the carrots. So the male, and that according to Rabbi Yehiel is mutabachil, is chilef toya, so it should be seisin. So, of course, you can say, now the Mechaber and the Ramor, they both passed like Rabbi Ephraim in Simin Samadal. Simen Samadalet Siftes. Chilev Adobo Klikere Shetachas Apriso. Osem. So the Chilev Tachas Apriso is Dobo Klikere. That's where you pass. Vichin Aminik Bacholokin Yuvad Nirayness. Shemiya Gim Mitzosi Heter. Veilichim Yodom. Shekvohir Olam Zok. So that's the reason. But it's not Mistaber. That the reason is why the Mechada says Kere Shemika Frevo. Is because the Mechaber Lishitosi passed in Siman Dalet. Somebody should point it out that it's only the Mechaber Lishitosi who passed in like Rabbi Ephraim, but they call it Rabbi Yehiel, or the mocking, or the rely on Rabbi Yehiel. So then it can be seen, it's not Mistaba. So the answer is very simple. Because why do we say that Chilef Toya is seen? Chilef Tomei is not seisin. It's not that there is it's a special halacha mishum sinai that Chilef Tomei is seisin. Chilef Tomei is not seisin. That's based upon the mitzvahs. It's based upon the mitzvahs. Now it's because so Rashi says Chilef Tomei is hoduk to the bosom, and Chilef Tomei is not hoduk. Chilef Tomei is not hoduk. Now, by the way, I mean you shouldn't make a mistake because some get confused. Here we say that the reason is why Chilef Toya is saying Chilef Tomei is not saying Chilef Tomei is not saying is because Chilef Toya is Hoduk and Chilef Tomei is not Hoduk. But then in the explanation of Ma Chilef Shalgabi Akeret, so Teisiv Kum V'Nikra, so what does Teisiv mean? Teisiv Kum So he says, Teisif Kumbini Klap means that the Chilev Tomei, so the simen of the Chilev Tomei is that it's Teisif. It lies like a symbol. Uposu as a mose, it tastes there. That it's a nidun layer, it has a nidun layer. Mashenke, so the simen of Chilev Tomei is that the membrane of the Chilev Tomei is like a nidun layer. But the membrane of the membrane of the Chilev Tomei is in the form of lumps, of separate strips. In other words, or as Sam Rishayim explained, the membrane of the Chilev Tomei is mechubah, it's impregnated into the Chilev. And when you want to take it off, so you cannot take off one big piece, one unitary piece. In other words, you have to take off many pieces, lumps, it's in the form of lumps. So the membrane of the Chilev Tomei is mechubah, it's impregnated into the Chilev. Mashayim came. The membrane of the Chilev Tomei is not impregnated, it's not in the form of lumps, but it's like a sheet that covers, and you can, it's an even layer, it's in the form of an even layer, you can take it off, the way you take off a sheet that covers as some. So on the contrary, so we see that by Chilev Tomei it's mechubah, it's haduk. And Bachiluk Toya, it's not Hoduk. What does Hoduk mean? Hoduk means very Mechubah. Well, so it's two separate things. Should become confused there. Over there, when we say that the Chiluk Tomei, so the Krum is Mechubah. So it means that the Krum is impregnated and it's Mechubah and it's Hoduk to the fact. Mashayim came by. So Bachilev Tomei, so by Chilev Tomei, so it's impregnated. The membrane, the groom, is Hoduk to the Chilev Tomei. Mashayim Kei, Bachilev Tomei, it has an even layer. So the membrane of the Chilev, Tomei, is not impregnated. It's not very hoduk to the fat itself, but when Rashi says, I mean the Gemara says that the reason is why Chilev Tomei is not seisei, because Chilev Tomei is not hoduk, so it means Chilev Tomei is not hoduk to the organ. We are not talking here about the membrane of the Chilev. So, insofar as the relationship between the membrane of the Chilev and the Chilev itself is concerned, so there is that way around. So Bachilev Tomei, so that is tasty. So Bachilev Tomei, it's tasty. So and here, so it means but here when we say that Chilev Tomei says is not tasty. Why? Because it's not Yehudek. It means the attachment of the Chilev to the organ. And over there we reference to the attachment of the membrane of the Chilev to the Chilev itself. So it's two separate things. So the reason is why Chilev Tomei is not Tzeisei. It's not Tzeisei because it's not very firmly attached to the organ. So the Mele, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chilev, that the chilev shetachas apkisol, and that is the chilev, that's the fatty portion that lies on the keres itself that covers the neker. So according to Rabbi Yehiel, it should close up the neker, it should cure the neker, it should close up the neker. The answer is, but since on top of the chilev shetachas apkisol, so there is the chilev apkisol, and so in view of the fact that the Chilev Apriso itself is not a hoduk, so mainly it means that the lower fat portion is not very hoduk either, because they come together, one is on top of the other. Now, the Taz says something similar. Something similar. Look in the seed veins in the Taz. Look in the seed veins in the Taz. Kemesh and Mikro, Vein with Dovash and Eastern Asian, Zeloshna Ramba, Vikoshe Domotino, Shabbos Tinevein, Dain in Nika Gubokim Shatru Dovot Vein, Vatru Saint Mikro, Shabbos Ram and Gubbin Bau Pirke, Vachim Kolekev Shabbos, Rachile, Hamuta Bachile Saint Mason, Harry the Nika Gubkin Kam, Harry Gamaboso Shalat, whom says him Shabbos and Nikki. ויש רימא יחיד שיש פומה לתחום שעושה משמחיל את גומו במוקים אדום וקרש כמו שקוסף סימן סמה דלת סיפיות חום שלדה לתחום חיום מאוד והיינו במוקים שדול וקרש וכי קוסף מהשאו וזו שני שעל הדעת ובחיד השום מקרש לכל גומר עד פעם שני ועל כל כוח אינסטימל וקרש שניקה יחיד לפתום אינסייסים ואפילו במוקים הדק של חום
So the Taz goes even one step further, and he has the kashif. Why do we say that if there is a nekev in the keres, so nothing closes up the nekev? But after all, the tchum, the spring, adjoins the keres. So let it, and the tchum, the tchum is certainly mutabachil, the bosom of the tchum. So why should the bosom of the tchum be any less than the boso of the Chilef Toye? The boso of the Chilef Toye can be sensing because it's hodul, and the boso of the Tchum itself is also hodul, is also firmly attached. So he says, since on top of the Tchum there is a fatty portion, and that fatty portion is Chilef Domei, and that is not Haduk, so that means that the whole Eber, the whole Bosa, is not very old. So that's the reason as to why this thing with the Chaber, who says, Ein Dovo Sheistim, he says, Shah Chilef Sheolo is Osea, so we asked, how about Gamliel? So the Chilef Sheolo is Muter, according to Gamliel. The answer is, but on top of that, Chilev Hamuter, there is a Chilev Oseh, the Chilev Apiso itself, the Chilev Shetachas Apiso. But on top of it is not Mehudek. If on top of it is not Mehudek, so nearly the whole thing is not sufficiently Mehudek. Just as the Taz says that even though the Tchum, the Bosar Tchum itself is Mehudek, but on account of the fact that the Chilev on top of the Bosar of the Tchum is not Mehudek, is Cholof Tomei. So maybe it doesn't close out the Nekev. So certainly here, true, that the Chilev Shetachas Apriso, according to Ramiyeya, is Mehudek, and it's Mutabachile, but on top of the Chilev Shetachas Apriso, there is the Chilev Apriso itself, and that is Cholof Tomei, is not Mehudek. So maybe it means that the whole thing is not sufficient for Mehudek. So that's why it cannot close out the Nekev. תרואים שנמציאו בקרס קושי דמין הפרס הידיו אוי הבימו אוכלו איסון. I mean, it's the same kind of deal that is mentioned in Sinai on the Bo. Sinai on the Bo Siv Hei נמציא סניקובו במוקים שישליס לי שנעשה חשקיתה כי אין שבר אתה בוחיות לביקיח ושתום שביקיח ושלא כחוזים ויעזירו מקובו תאווים על הוקר וקשיבו ואפילו יש לי קודם חלו ושלוי מכמשינו תאווים על כולה בזה דן וכן אם נמצאו עולה או תירוי שנוקבו וידוע אם נוקבו כן אם שחיתה יחש ותקשיבו and we take it for granted that the תירוי will make it לחשקיתה. So anyway, so here the Mechaber says in similar word, even if we find the coming in the long, we come in the long, but we see that next to the glory, next to the coming, they are glory. So the Melee would go so far as to say that the Nekev occurred after Shkita. The Nekev occurred after Shkita. So certainly here, when he says, Toloyim Shenim Tzil Bikeres, the Lord Shemitzu Bikeres is kosher. So, in other words, so we don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe that the Lord since we find the Roy inside the carriers, inside the woman. So maybe they were menachemet. Maybe they were menachemet. So maybe the behemoth should be prayed for. So he says no, because we assume the menaperes in daily. We assume that that was breeded and developed and grew in the secretion. So so we don't have to be chishish. We don't have to be chishish that we were menachem. Yes. What is that?
If they grew in the parish,
they're
not.
No. So not from the parish they grew. So in other words, so they won't be knocking, you see. They won't be knocking it. If, let's say, if we were to say that the Teloyim, that the Teloyim, let's say, it grew outside the Keres, and then it came into the Keres, so how did it come inside the Keres? It had to pierce the membrane of the Keres and get in there. So then it would be treifel. But since we assume that it's one of two things, either the grew of the secretion inside the Keres, so there is no reason that should make us anticipate the possibility that they were lacking the membrane of the Keres. Or it could be that the behemoth just swallowed many worms, and then it got into the stomach, and then it got into the stomach, and so it's there in the stomach. Now, so here the Ramon mentions the Alohe. Here the Ramon mentions the Alohe, that the Elohim Shemitzu Bikeres is kosher. In other words, we don't have to be chishish. Maybe the Teloyim were originally outside the Keres in the whole Aguf, and then they perforated the membrane of the Keres from the whole Aguf and entered the Keres. If that had been the case, so then the whole behavior would be a trigger. But the Rambo doesn't discuss here how about the Teloyim themselves. Are you allowed to eat? The Rambo says that it's kosher. It means the behavior is kosher. We don't have to be chishish. Maybe the Teloyim were knocking the carrots. So then the whole behavior would be great. But how about eating, let's say, dead carrots without taking out the Teloyim? Are you allowed to do it or not? Now, so if you turn to Simen Pedalet, you see, on that point, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet, and most Rishonim agree. The Rambam is in Perek Veiz, Nyochas Macholas Asures, Haloche. Haloche Tezayim. Aloche Yutzai. So most Rishonim agree with the Raya. Now turn to Simon Pidawa. Simon Pidawa. Simon Pidawa. Simon Pei Dalet Sif Tezai. Kol Teloyim Hanimtzoyim. Now the halacha is that's a gemara at the end of Eilut Reifus. That's a gemara at the end of Eilut Reifus. That in order to come with the Nisa of Teloyim, so it has to be Asheres Asheres Aloret. So only if it was Godei outside a Peiret, or if it was Godei inside the Peiret, Loi Pirish Na Peiret, but before the Peiret was harvested from the tree. So then, from the Tzchibo to the Tav,
So then it comes within the Isser. So it's Sharet Hasheret Aloret. So then it comes within the Isser of Torah. So there is a little Malkia. So it elaborates. In other words, suppose certain worms develop, let's say, inside an apple, inside a pear, and it was not perish from the apple. It still remained inside the apple. Sometimes you find an apple, you take an apple, you cut up an apple, and you find a few worms inside the apple. Are you able to eat that apple with the worm? So it all depends. If that worm developed in the vegetable or in the pear, of course, the moment it is perish lavia, so then you are higher than those two. But suppose it wasn't perish from the apple, from the cucumber, from the carrot. It wasn't perish, and it's still inside. And if we know that it developed before the apple was harvested, so then it is hasheret aloret, and you are higher. But suppose it developed after the apples or the cucumbers were harvested. So then it developed. So then you're not higher. It's not us about him. That's the Gabi pears. How about worms that develop, let's say, inside the liver of the behemoth? Inside the liver of the behemoth, in the stomach, in any liver of the behemoth. So certain worms develop. So one thing is clear. If certain worms develop inside, let's say, a liver, before the shrike of the behemoth, so then it's certainly also. But suppose the worms develop after the shrike of the behemoth. So machma siroche, because the behemoth started to deteriorate and to rot, so the melee started to breed to loin, because a deteriorated piece of flesh is a good culture for breeding to loin. So then there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Rambam. And the Mishochon Machaber, the Siman Pidalet, Sif Tezayin, mentions both days. Now look here. In Siman Pidalet, Sif Tezayin. Kol Teloim Hanitzoim Bibeinu. Bein Sheheim Bineo Libosa. Bein Sheheim Bineo Asur. Vanitzoim Bidogim Bineo Asur. Bineo Libosa or the Secha Bosa Mutor. Vafilu Pioshuk Tzas. Vichotzo Mutor. Kikein Pibisayo Lifris Tzas Ulazer. Unless they completely were perish and rather then came back, then of course it's awesome. We wrote the Asrinon, so that's the Shite of the Raibek and the Rosh and the Tor, most ashamed. We wrote the Asrinon Davke the Mechai, Avrad, they will be Bosaracha Shrite, or you be dogging with Vino Mutor. Kozman shall appeal to him. Cast the boy man in Tolu Bikor, Shedok Lumina Bosomutor. Lidas amatir, vihu shepiris meis, vui chashinon shemopirsu, mechaim chutz lichtiche, im stome elisam shepirsu mechaim, nofnu kishidicho abosom, vieish nishei sirat eloim, hamisavim racha shrite, mikol dobor atom shrite. This is the Rambam shit. But on the Raivet, and the Rosh, the Tur, the Aochel, and then the Ramor, he passed this Likulet. We know Abu Lahokil Kiswar Hashem. In other words, the same aloha that we find in regard to vegetables or fruits. So if certain toloi develop in the fruit and vegetable, after they were harvested from the karka, so the male it's not asher, it's alore, so the male it's mutabachile. It's mutabachile. So the same, according to the Raivet and the Rosh and the Tur, the same thing applies to Teloim that developing inside the behemoth. After the Shrit, of course, if the Teloim develop inside the behemoth, before the Shrit, so it's like Teloim that develop in an apple before the apple is harvested from the garden. But after the Shrit, so according to most Rishonim, the Rambam passes like that.
I mean, still, even though the Rambam says we know about the Hotel Kisrael Rishaino, but it's not a proper, I mean, today we don't pass like that.
It's a belief in spontaneous generation.
What does it do with spontaneous generation? There's nothing to do
because it comes out of the fruit, the birth of the worm.
I'm sorry, there's nothing to do with it, especially Zeros HaKosov. There's nothing to do with spontaneous generation. I don't believe in spontaneous generation.
Well, nobody does.
All right. It has nothing to do with spontaneous generation.
But they did in those generations.
Whether it's spontaneous generation or it emanates from eggs, it doesn't make any difference. That's the Zeros HaKosov. That in view of the fact that it developed from the culture that is inside the parents, so maybe it's not also. That's the Zeros HaKosov. It's nothing to do with spontaneous generation. All right. Anyway, why do I mention all that? Because there is a very strange Hagoyes Agor, and I really don't understand why he said it. Tumoyim. So he says, Ayin Soif Perigimu, Samar Zayin Beis. Samar Zayin Beis. What is the Gemara? That's the rest stop in the Old Papers. What does the Gemara discuss that Samar Zayin in the Old Papers? The Gemara discusses that Aloche of Hashem as Hashem is Aloretz. Hasheretz aloretz that any tilloim that develop in a vegetable in a pere after the pere the vegetable is harvested is so is does not come within the nisel of hasheretz aloretz. So he mentioned it here. So, if the Rambam, so it seems, I don't understand the Rambam. Why did he mention it here? The Rambam here doesn't discuss the Yisra of Elohim. That's not the place of discussing the Yisra of Elohim. That's the Sin and Pidalet. Here he discusses something else, whether the behavior is in its entirety is shame or pain. Because we could argue that in view of the fact that we found Elohim, after Shchite, inside the carrots of the behemoth, maybe these toy originated in the Halala group, and then they pierced their way through into the carrots, so they perforated the membrane, so even though we don't see any COVID, it's still trapo. So the whole behemoth is trapo. So Kamash or no. So why does he mention Ayin Soif Perigimu Samar Zayin Beis? Why does he mention that? Now, so I don't understand. If the Rambam had mentioned this Agoye in order to tell us that the Elohim are out there, in other words, you can take this keres of the Behemoth and eat it with the Elohim, you don't have to clean out the Elohim. Then, we could understand. But the Rambam is not discussing the status of the Elohim. The Rambam is discussing here the status of the behemoth in its entirety, whether we have to be chayishish for in a cave or not. So why does he mention this? So it appears as if the Bikor assumes that the Rambam is saying the Elohim should need to be careless, be kosher, be minateres in daily, or we have as the Rambam is saying, not only that the behemoth in its entirety is not trained, that you are allowed to eat the keres with the toy, I mean, how could that be? And that, so, you can say, Monefshah, we can say, sins, because there are more paskins, in Simon Pidalet, we do have the okay, and since we assume here, that the Elohim originated in the Paris, in the dung, in the secretion. So, Lachashchite, so maybe according to the sheet of the Rambam, it's not Osir. But the Rambam says two things. He says, Elohim should need to be careless kosher, the Paris in daily, or you have